Despite his wins, the question lingers for John Kerry. Can he shed his stiff image and stentorian tones to become more likable, or at least likable enough to beat President Bush? The senator says he's learning to better connect with voters as he campaigns, but many of us can recall Al Gore attempting the Macarena 4 years ago, and we don't recall it all that favorably. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the evolution of the Kerry style.
One of John Kerry's liveliest campaign rallies to date came on the eve of Super Tuesday in Atlanta. The setting was a church-turned-nightclub called The Tabernacle, and the rhythm was provided by the Gospel Music Workshop of America. A large crowd, both black and white, enjoyed the musical warm-up, and when Kerry himself began to speak, he got the kind of screaming welcome from some young women that's typically reserved for rock stars.
Well, I love you too, so we got a great thing going on here. And you have an ability to hit a high note I've never heard. I love it.
It was a rare moment of public spontaneity for a candidate whose sometimes mechanical style prompted Dan Rather to ask this past weekend whether Kerry has enough Elvis in him to compete with President Bush. That kind of criticism puzzled some in the Atlanta audience, like Kerry's fellow Vietnam veteran, Timothy Jones.
His style is just staying with me. You know, I think he's presidential. And I don't know what people mean when they talk about, you know, his style. He's a man of substance.
Kerry supporter Dana Ludit also downplayed the charisma question, while acknowledging that Kerry's personality is not as warm and fuzzy as some politicians.
I don't think that John Kerry is as comfortable in his skin as Bill Clinton is. He's not as slick and smooth, and he doesn't have the same charisma that Clinton has. But I think he has more than Bush. He doesn't stand up there and smirk at us. I think he's a much more genuine human being than George Bush. And so that, you know, to me is a non-issue.
But even some of Kerry's supporters recognize that his style could be a handicap, at least with some voters. At a town hall meeting in Brooklyn Saturday night, Kerry made a show of taking questions from the audience. But often those questions served as mere Pavlovian cues for standard passages from his stump speech. Kerry also muffed the name of a local official, a forgivable mistake for someone campaigning in 10 different states at once. But he tried to brush off the error in a way that struck at least one person in the audience as reinforcing his caricature as a candidate who's distant and aloof. Adam Vane told Kerry that he supports the senator and thinks he'd make a great president, but he also offered Kerry a friendly warning to watch out for his image.
If I were your best friend and I could take you aside, because I can't do that because we don't know each other.
Well, we're getting to know each other pretty fast.
I would just say be very careful, because they'll get you on that. They'll get you on the elitist thing. They'll get you, like earlier tonight when you said, the borough president, and you said, oh, whatever, the borough president. That's where they'll get you.
Kerry first joked that he was going to soften up his image by releasing a new video, Kerry Gone Wild. Then he offered a more serious answer.
I think people are getting to know me, and they're going to get to know me as we go forward here, and the stereotypes are going to break down. And people are going to see a dad and a person who's been through a lot of different experiences in life. And I'm just going to be me. I think the great mistake everybody makes in public life is trying to be what media consultants or somebody tries to tell you to be or something. I'm going to be me. And I hope people will accept it, and we'll go on from there. That's it.
Kerry described himself as someone with pretty good instincts, a pretty good gut, and a darn good listener who knows how to find common ground. So far, Kerry's found enough common ground to dominate the Democratic nomination contest. The next test may be how his style plays with voters in the general election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.